With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Why are you breaking out like you're about to start your period?
That's a bug bite. I was doing yard work over the weekend. The mosquitoes couldn't have been worse.
This is a great story.
What the?
106.5 The End.
It's time for Second Date Update here on The Wake Up Call. And Natalie is on with us. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning.
Natalie and Greg met at a bar a few weeks ago before places started shutting down. They started texting. She invited him over to her place to hang out, have some drinks. Natalie says they had amazing chemistry, had some wine, ended up hooking up staying the night.
Hey.
Holy cow. When she woke up, he was gone, but she knew that he had to work the next day, so she didn't think much of it until a few days passed. And Natalie, you hadn't heard from Greg. When you tried to text him, what happened?
He just never responded, you know, which I think is kind of rude in this day and age. Do we still hit it and quit it? I mean, like...
I mean, I think men will still try, yes.
I mean, that doesn't feel very safe still in the middle of a pandemic, but...
Well, it's not the...
It's not the quitting part that's dangerous.
I don't know what's going on. I would like to talk to him again. Greg was definitely a great time.
All right, Natalie, hang on the line. We're going to talk to Greg real fast, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hi, is this Greg?
Yeah, this is Greg.
Hey, Greg, thanks for holding. It's the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. This is a segment called Second Date Update. We're calling you because we wanted to follow up about a date that you went on with Natalie. We talked to Natalie. She said you guys had a great time, but she hasn't heard from you. But she really thought that you guys hit it off. So can we ask you a couple of questions about your date?
Yeah, sure.
Now, was there a reason why, she gave us some of the details that you guys hooked up.
And made love.
Right. Yes, made love. You stayed the night. She was cool with that, but she didn't hear from you afterward. Is there a reason why?
Yeah, Natalie was real cool, but, you know, I think she's just, I'll just say that she's maybe a little too wild for me.
How so?
I mean, not too wild for you to hook up with, but okay.
Well, maybe that's how he found out she was so wild.
Oh! Is that what you mean? Like wild in the bedroom?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah, I mean, it's just it was kind of out of control.
All right.
Tell us
without
how.
Without being too descriptive, there.
No, we want descriptive.
I mean. Honestly, that is like, she's the loudest screamer that I've ever heard.
Oh, my God.
And she was like doing stuff like calling me a little bitch.
Oh, my God.
And honestly, like, you know, she was like going for spots that, you know, I don't even mess with, so I'm, you know.
And that, wait, hold on a second. Greg, thank God I'm cutting you off. So, was any of this discussed prior to the date? Like, did you, like.
Oh, like dirty talk?
Yeah, did you guys, not even dirty talk or sexting, but, like, did you, like, talk about.
How does that come up if you're not sexting?
Well, like, I guess it would naturally lead to that, but, like, preferences or anything like that?
I guess if I look back, I could probably glean some stuff from just the date and how, and think, you know, put it together if I really wanted to Sherlock.
Like, you were acting like a little bitch? Were you being a little bitch?
Wow. All right, let's get Natalie back.
All right, Natalie, are you there?
Yeah, I pretty embarrassed. But I'm
yeah, yeah. Oh, okay.
Wow.
So, Natalie, do you think that you might be a little too over the top in the bedroom?
I've never had a complaint with it yet. I thought
maybe they're
men
afraid.
Like women who, I think men like women who are, you know, what's the saying, lady in the streets, you know, freaking the
okay,
streets.
Yeah. Like,
I didn't expect for him to be scared of me.
I mean, you're right about that. That this is probably something that most men would definitely at least call you to set up another date at some
really?
Point.
Really? I think you're learning more about Gavin than you mean to.
No, I know lots of guys, because you would rather have a girl, like, outperform expectations than underperform expectations. And, like, I mean, you can work with this situation sexually.
Really?
Oh, my God, yeah. It's easier to scale something back than to try to take it to a new level.
That's true.
I feel the exact opposite.
Well,
I think you start low and you work your way up.
It's way harder to do that because now you're asking people to step out of their comfort zone.
But no. Like, you don't know. You're learning each other's comfort zone. That's kind of the fun of it, as opposed to like, okay, that's too much. Now let's scale it down. What if it isn't scaled down enough? Then you got to talk about it again?
I do think, though, that maybe this kind of aggressiveness might be better for the 10th time or the 15th time
yes.
you do it.
Yeah.
Not the first time where you're out of the box, pulling things out of the box.
Right.
And, you know.
Maybe like, try to put things in the box.
Right.
Oh, my God. We're going to get fired. Why would you pull out all the stops in the very
maybe
first?
Maybe that's not all our stops.
Oh my God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.